Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good morning, Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square, Pensacola Business Radio, recouping after a nice long week of turkey and being unplugged and doing nothing. I've got three wonderful guests in my studio here today. I've got Chris Dejala.
Hey there, everyone.
Good morning. I've got Heather Bragg.
Hello.
Who brought some really good cinnamon rolls that I've had to sit here and look at for the last 15 minutes.
Hope you're hungry.
So, and I've got Jim, and say it because I don't want to butcher it.
That's DeStaphne.
That's
Keith.
It. Okay, from Blue Angels Music.
Yeah, good morning, Keith.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So let's go ahead and get started. Chris, talk to me about Central Payment.
Yeah, Central Payment is a credit card processing company. I've been with them for about 6 years. My marketing professor told me you want to be successful in business, get a sales job, so I did.
Is that working out for you?
It is. No, it was at first it was really difficult, but I'm certainly glad I kept with it because it's definitely something that's allowed me to do much more than I could have ever imagined. So,
does your professor know this? Have you called him?
He does. I told him about it, and he was happy to hear it. As any professor is definitely happy to hear that someone listened to his advice and took it. But yeah, I've learned so much from the gritty world of sales.
Yeah. So tell me about Central Payment then.
Central Payment, they're actually based out of San Rafael, California, but well, credit card processing is our business. You know, of course, we sell all the machines as well as the service, and it's been great. They've been a great company to work for. Always there to help my clients, and always there to help me. Definitely have us first, and that feels nice. But yeah, we're just a really solid company. I'm really glad that I was able to seek them out, and you know, went through their basic interview process, and it's just been. They've been a great company.
Yeah. So, okay. And I know everybody's sort of noticed over the last couple of weeks, there's been some pretty huge changes in what we do. And I've been saying, well, we're just finally catching up with the rest of the world, but we've all got chips in the cards now. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and I saw somewhere the other day, somebody held their phone to one of the old swipe machines and it actually worked. Mm-hmm. So is that something you guys do or?
Yes. Yes. So of course, Central Payment is equipped to do all the chip cards and you know, the neuro contact phone, processing, all that stuff. We can take care of all of that kind of stuff. Not an issue at all. It's actually, most of those machines already had the hardware to do it. It was just a part of downloading the software. And that's kind of where we're at now, is trying to get everyone up to speed, up to date, but also comfort them, because it's not quite as scary as it sounds. Everyone's kind of freaking out and thinking, you know, people are going to come knocking down their door for penalization fees and all that stuff.
Or put one in your head.
Right. Yeah. No, it's not quite that scary. It's not quite as big of a deal. Actually, you'll notice most restaurants aren't even going to bother with it because it's just not cost effective. And also right now, there's not a way to accept a chip card and then leave a tip afterwards.
Yeah.
So no waiter's going to walk up and ask the table, how much do you want to tip me? It's just not going to happen.
Right.
So most restaurants are actually backing off, or really anyone who's accepting tips are really backing off the idea of it until they work around that issue.
Yeah. So, okay. So I know you did sales and I know you do the Central Payment stuff, but you got your fingers in a lot of other things, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
So let's talk about those because really Chris is his own brand here, I think. So. So tell me, because I know you got some film stuff you got going on, mm-hmm. and so tell us.
Yeah, I actually, part of why I got into sales and why I get into the idea of, you know, kind of building that residual income, which was a beautiful thing to me at the time, and now is a reality.
Yeah.
Is starting my own film production company, which I've gotten going, and I do, you know, commercials, music videos. I have the pleasure of working on, you know, some bigger films.
Yeah.
I get, of course, a lot of my work is in, you know, New Orleans and Atlanta and Mobile. And it's been such an awesome ride. And I'm getting a nice solid crew together. We do lots of work around town. I worked on the, you know, the Palafox commercial here with Blab TV. Do lots of work with Blab TV and anyone local here. Like, I've pretty much worked with everyone. And that's also an awesome thing to say. A lot of talented people around here. And then that's all kind of gotten to grow because of credit card processing. So it's kind of like I do all these things to help grow what I really want to do. Not that I mean, I love credit card processing, and I also do some marketing as well. I love everything I do, which is nice. And just graduated with a degree in film and a degree in marketing.
Yeah. So it's all coming full circle for you.
Right. Yeah. It's all coming together finally. It's been, years of grinding, and now it's all coming together, and it's awesome.
Cool. So what's the name of the film company?
Calliope Films.
Okay. And if somebody wants to find out about it, where do we send them?
Right now, we're actually building our website, but it will be calliopefilms.com once we get it built.
They got a phone number that they can call you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, give me a call, 850-390-1652. Give me a call. I'll sit down with you and talk. I can send you all my work and let's see what you think.
Yeah. So, I'm curious. What is the film industry in Pensacola?
Well, it is almost non-existent, completely honest. But there is plenty. I say that, but there are still plenty of people making things happen. There's still some great productions happening. If you look at some of the local productions, they are on par with national spots, and they're all there. So I mean, when the work is available, everyone executes here really well, and it's really cool to see. But it is growing, and I think if Pensacola opens its arms a bit and opens up a little more, that Pensacola could be a hot spot for the film industry, because it has a little bit of everything as far as shooting locations and people and diversity. We've got a lot to offer. We just got to open up a bit, and I really think Pensacola can be a spot, and especially right now with all the growth that's going on, I think it's a good place to be for it.
Well, we had a gentleman here not too long ago, Kevin Miller, who wrote a book called Raven One, and has actually been shopping through Hollywood and stuff. So there are some people that have been looking at the city to do some of that stuff. Maybe you get the inside track on it. And call me and we'll all go get famous.
That's funny. Pretty much, I feel like anyone who is trying to make something happen in Pensacola, I have shaken hands with them, and we are working on something.
So what's the next, what's the project, what are you on, what's the project you're on now? Any in particular?
Oh, we're actually, right now I have, I kind of have the business side of my company. We do all the corporate and commercials and things like that. But then I also have, what I call the writer's meeting. It's just a bunch of people who work on that side of it, but also want to do the creative fun stuff too. We actually just finished a Doritos commercial for the Doritos Crash
Super Bowl. For the competition?
Yeah, we did that. That was a lot of fun. And we are now working on a feature film, actually, that one of our writers just now completed. We are now in the shot design and artistic creation of the film. And we plan to start shooting that in February. So it'll be quite a big project to tackle. It'll be something where, probably shooting every weekend for like 4 months, to get complete.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. This is actually my second feature film that I've gotten to tackle. So that'll be fun.
Do we have a name? Can we know yet? Or is it all like hush-hush?
The name right now is Alone With Everyone. That's the name of the script. But it is definitely subject to change. That's just a fun name for the script.
Yeah.
But we'll see. It was actually written by Kyle Golden, who's an actor, as well as a writer. And
here in town?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Very, very good. It's one of the first big projects he's tackled, but you wouldn't know it by reading his script. It is fantastic.
Very
fantastically
neat.
Written.
So, okay, and I know that the Super Bowl commercial, you have to vote to win, right?
Right.
You guys create it, and then everybody goes and votes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get it, then it gets played, during
the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay, so where are we sending them to vote, dude? Because I want to see. I want to see it. I'm almost ready to pull it up right here, but I want to see it. Where do we go?
Well, I'm hesitant. Unfortunately, I have to share that we actually were disqualified.
No.
I know. Yeah. No, I didn't. I almost didn't want to say, but yeah, we disqualified for we had cops in the commercial and they had guns in their hands. So we got disqualified.
Can we still see it?
You can still see the spot. It's on YouTube. Actually, if you type in Calliope Films on YouTube, you can find it and we can share it or whatever. It was still a lot of fun, and everyone who watches it laughs out loud.
So yeah.
That's what we wanted.
Hey, look, you never know the power of people. So you share it enough, maybe they let you reshoot it, and you Photoshop out the guns or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually cool. Like Doritos is actually like we're on level with them now.
Yeah.
So, like, they're sending us other projects to do. I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah, they see that we can produce things.
Yeah.
So I get something every week now, something they want folks to do. So that's really neat.
Man, what a great way to bring business to Pensacola, man.
Exactly.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
We're trying, man. We're grinding it out, but it's finally coming together.
Cool. All right. Well, let's tell everybody one more time where they can get some information from you.
Yes. Well, you can, of course, give me a call, 850-390-1652. Or email me at jadabiz@gmail.com. That's jadabizz@gmail.com. And once I get that website up, I'll make sure you all know.
Yeah, and we'll put all your links that you've given us and stuff on our site today.
Of course.
After we'll repost the interview and all that, so people will be able to listen to it over and over. So
very cool.
So, Chris, man, thanks for coming in. Hang out for a little while with
we'll
us.
Do.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna have to because Heather's got cinnamon rolls here, and
I see that
there's enough to probably feed this whole building. Yeah. So
it's one for each of you.
For the record,
that's a big cinnamon roll for me.
For the record, they look like small cakes.
Yeah,
not cinnamon.
They're
rolls.
Huge. So I took some pictures of them. They'll be posted here, and I'll send some out on the Facebook and Twitter. But so Heather,
yes, hey, it's go big or go
I know
home, right?
Yeah, like I've got any room left after Thanksgiving. So all right, so Heather, yes. Bragg, you are, yes, your creative cuisine,
yes,
you are here in your chef coat, so mm-hmm. obviously you chef.
I do,
which is great, because honestly, prior to doing this, mm-hmm. I did it for 22 years. So
God bless you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm still
high
alive.
Five, right?
Yeah.
You made it. You did your time in the trenches, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I got out while I'm still good. So, but I do still love to cook,
yeah,
and I do still appreciate cinnamon rolls the size of my head. So, you know, I mean, so tell us about creative cuisine.
Yes. Well, I've been in business for about 3 years officially. I love to cook, and I love to cook for people. I love to be of service to people. So how I work is we discuss your likes and your dislikes on the phone or in person. And then I'll come up with a creative and customized menu, because that's the beauty of being a personal chef, is that I can create things personally for each one of you here. And no two menus are going to be the same. So then I come into your home, and this is all done in your home. I come into your home and I bring all of the groceries that I've shopped for. And then I'll bring any other tools or equipment with me, and I'll cook anywhere from 4 to 8 hours in your home, packaging everything, leaving you nothing but the smell and aroma of delicious and tasty foods in your refrigerator.
Yum.
And just think about coming home after a hard day's work, okay? Think about this. It's now getting close to winter. You know, it's colder out. Maybe you want to have a little fireplace evening. All you have to do is just open up your refrigerator and be like, what do I want for dinner now? And you pull it out. You can wear your jammies and you can rock your socks out and enjoy the food in front of your fireplace.
So anything from weekly meals to,
yes,
full on, I got a party coming up.
Oh yeah,
to
absolutely. I do anything. I've done cooking classes. I have parties anywhere from just a simple anniversary party,
yeah,
to a 60-person holiday party, and everything in between. Kids cooking classes, date nights or evenings out with your gal pals or your guys, you know,
yeah,
if you want guy stuff, you know, I can do like the whole, you know, tailgate
maybe
stuff.
Football shaped cinnamon rolls.
Oh yeah. Hey, you know, it's, you know, food at your place, cook to your taste.
Yeah.
If that's what you want, that's what you're going to get. So, I love the fact that, you know, cooking for clients gives me an opportunity to really spoil them,
yeah,
you know, really give them what they deserve, and show them, you know what, I'm here to help you. I want to give them time back with their families or doing the things that they love to do, and I'm going to take care of all the shopping, the meal prep, the menu design,
yeah,
and just stock their fridge or freezer full.
Yeah, I get, you know, that's always one of the things I think I took for granted in the cooking, is I can look in a fridge or in mm-hmm. a pantry or whatever and probably whip up something in 15,
right,
20 minutes that I always would forget takes,
right,
most people an hour, maybe sometimes
yep.
longer. And
yeah,
and so you're right. You're really adding a value service to, mm-hmm. it, which is time. I mean,
it is.
People can get time back, and you're not doing that through eating McDonald's or something mm-hmm. disgusting that's not good for your family or for your body.
Absolutely.
But you're providing
it's a very good point.
A wholesome nutrition meal, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. The food that I prepare is not going to have any surprises. You know, there's not going to be any chemical ingredients. It's not going to be, you know, something that you would find at McDonald's.
Yeah.
this is just straightforward. This is food. And I work with a bunch of dietary restrictions, or I can accommodate pretty much any dietary need or restriction,
right,
or say you have a like a Weight Watchers plan or Beachbody plan or 21 Day Fix. I'm very familiar with all of those things. I actually have a family member that has very severe food allergies, my daughter. And, I also have family members that are vegan and vegetarian and, suffer from IBS or colitis, right. You know, a diabetic. So I can handle a pretty wide range of dietary needs.
Sure.
And I don't like to say diet. It's more of a lifestyle choice or a lifestyle change or just a lifestyle.
Good word.
Yeah. Because diet is die with a T and no one wants that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're very true. So, okay. So isn't this kind of stuff expensive? Isn't it expensive to have my own personal chef?
You would think that this is something that's reserved only for the rich and famous, but really it's not. I mean, when it comes down to it, all the service that I provide, like my entire service, it's based on giving you back time. So you're not only getting time, but you're also saving a little bit of money, because think about how much time and money you spend shopping. You know, you get in your car,
sure.
You know, there's gas money, there's time that you have to wait, you know, I have to wait in line. You know, I have to take care of all that. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it all. And it what it equates to is almost like the equivalent of going out to a restaurant, maybe an inexpensive restaurant.
Right.
But I mean, I've priced out meals where they're like maybe $5 or $10 a piece,
sure.
Like a serving. And we're talking, say, like lasagna, mm-hmm. Like my lasagna. I can tell you my clients rave about my lasagna. Nice, decent sized portion, maybe with a side and a dessert, even if you wanted,
yeah.
Can probably cost you under $10.
Yeah.
Or even if it's a little bit more, it's still way less than what you're doing. Because think about, you know, you've got to tip your waitress.
Yep.
You've got to use gas to get in the car and drive to and from.
Yeah, not to mention, let's just face it, mm-hmm. Every lasagna has leftovers. So really, one lasagna is really two lasagnas.
Exactly. Especially the way, hello, I'm part Italian. Yeah. So when I make the Italian comes out and I make, like, you know, two huge pans.
Yeah.
It's like, but I'm one person. How am I going to eat all this? You're going to eat it. You're going to put it in your freezer and then you're going to enjoy it.
So, and you know, as much as you're building stuff personally with clients and stuff, I mean, are you working with budgets as well? So,
absolutely.
You know, yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah. if I want a 5-course meal every night, then that's mm-hmm. going to be one thing. But
sure.
If I can tell you, you know, this is what I spend on groceries and this is how much time it usually takes me to prepare mm-hmm. 20 meals a week.
Yep.
You can kind of work within those boundaries.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I do everything I can to work with every budgetary need possible because, you know, let's face it, I need a job. You know, I need to work.
Sure.
I want your business. You know, like, I have a passion. I really love what I do, but I also want to do it in a way that is accommodating for pretty much everybody. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways that we can work this out. And I actually have, you know, I have worked with a couple of things. You know, I've had to slide things back and, you know, maybe we won't get as many meals, but that's also, you know, that's something that we work on.
Yeah.
And I'm, as long as it's open communication, you know, sky's the limit, really.
Yeah. Well, and it's food. I mean, you got to, because things change every day. Well, you got to eat, but things change every day.
Exactly.
And you may end up going shopping and find five mm-hmm. or six things that are there today that you can't get tomorrow
exactly.
with the market. So,
exactly.
So how does, let's walk through this with me from beginning to I'm sitting down to eating one of your meals. How does this work?
Okay. So you call me up and you say, Chef Heather, I really need your services. Okay, cool. So what I need to know is how many people I'd be cooking for, how often, like, is it just supplementing what you already have, or is this like serious, I don't have the time to cook, or I don't
want
to cook.
Or I don't want to, or I can't.
I don't know how to cook, or I'm unable to cook.
Right.
Then I can take care of that. You know, I will work around that, and I create a specialized menu for you, taking into account, because we also do a what I call a client assessment.
Mm-hmm.
I assess your needs, your client, your likes, your dislikes, any food allergies or intolerances, any preferences, like maybe you don't like mushrooms. I won't put them on the menu. I won't, you know,
yeah.
When I bring you a menu, I will not put them on the menu. Same thing goes with any other things you are not allowed to have or cannot have. I won't put them on the menu. So after we've discussed menu options, then we set a date for a cook date, And then, as I said before, I do all the grocery shopping and sometimes at a couple different stores. Like I get my meats at the butcher shop in Pensacola, seafood at Joe Patty's. Yep. Woo-hoo! So, there's a lot of great places around here that we can get some great foods. And I go to your house with all my tools and any other equipment, say maybe you want like a waffle maker, you know, something like a waffle sandwich, yeah. Or maybe you just want waffles for, you know, yeah. Hey, can you make me some waffles for breakfast? Heck yeah. I'll bring my waffle maker. No problem. So I've got some pretty good equipment that I can work around. And, then once I'm in your house, I am there from 4 to 8 hours and I'm cooking. And another thing that I didn't mention before is once I'm done cooking and I've packaged everything, I've labeled everything so that you can reheat this at your leisure, you know, whenever, right. Whether it's coming from the freezer or the fridge, I take that into accommodation and say, you know, okay, this is what you do for this situation. One of the things that I do after everything is done is I clean your kitchen. Who doesn't want a kitchen,
you know,
fairy?
And, well, we, you know, chefs always get a bad rap for not cleaning up after themselves. Yeah. So I'm with you on that.
I know. It's like, you know, I don't want to clean my kitchen. But you know what? It's easier to when it's someone else's, because, you know, you're like, I want to come back, yeah. You know, so I want to make sure this kitchen is spotless.
Yeah. So then you've packaged everything. I've got instructions. And then you're gone again until I need you to come in and refill. So how many days of how many times a week are you usually stopping by? Or I guess that depends on the menu. Huh?
Yeah, it depends on the menu. It also depends on what you want, really. I can be there. If you want me every day, that's more of a private chef. Then I'd be
sure.
Your private chef. Which then you can be like, hey, look, I got a private chef.
Yeah.
But there are times that, typically it's like once a week. I have a client who's once a week. I have clients that are just kind of occasional.
Sure.
You know, maybe every couple of months or every, you know, once, maybe just once a month. And sometimes it's like a big cook date, you know, hey, bam, fill up my fridge, fill up my freezer. You know, let's get this rolling. Yeah. And then they're good for like a couple of months because then they can pull it out as they need to. Maybe they need to like fill in the blanks. Really, really busy one day. I don't feel like cooking. Oh, guess what? We've got personal chef food in the freezer that we can pull out. So that's one of the greatest things about having a personal chef is that you can. It's food at your place, cooked to your taste.
Yeah, and you can manipulate it how you want, huh?
Exactly. And it's so, and that's the beauty of it is that, you know, there's no, it's not a cookie cutter kind of profession or service. You know, I bake, I cook, I can.
It's obvious you bake. I'm telling you, I've been looking at these things for 30 minutes now. So
I actually own a second business called Creative Confections, and that's my cottage food operation. That's the baking end. So
right.
I like to say I bake in my home, but I cook in yours,
right.
To differentiate the two businesses. So we going to get into these things or what?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to wait till Jim starts talking, though, because they're going to be so huge.
You're
going
to be like, oh, no.
So, well, where can people find you if they want some information?
If you want some information, you may call me at 702-569-0868. That's my cell phone. Always have it with me. Find me on the interwebs at creativecuisinellc.weebly.com or creativecuisinellc@gmail.com. Those are my emails.
Okay, and you got a really cool Twitter handle. So,
oh yeah, Bacon Cupcake 74. Yeah.
So, Bacon Cupcake. Have you ever made a bacon cupcake?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who
good.
Doesn't like a piggy deliciousness?
I know. Who doesn't like bacon and just about everything? So
I would have brought bacon and I would have put bacon in my cinnamon rolls today, but I didn't.
You know,
anything.
It would not have hurt my
no,
feelings.
No, it wouldn't have. But so, I think I just have to come back.
Don't you? You do some of the markets around town too, don't you?
Yes. Market in the Breeze.
Yeah. So what's that?
Market in the Breeze is really cool. It's this great, great location down at the, down at Shoreline Drive. From I think it's changed from 3 to 7 now because it's winter, but there's a whole bunch of place businesses that sell things. Like there's a lot of food vendors, there's
some specialty items,
and it's all local, and it's so great because, you know, they're trying to get that as like your local produce vendor. So you can come in into downtown Gulf Breeze and pick up some great finds, you know, some really beautiful local produce. So
And products and and meats and cheeses and other.
You could probably get your whole entire dinner there. Yeah. You know, you can get, I mean, there's the sky's the limit right
Which
now.
Which is cool because you get the Powell Fox Market on Saturday, and then it's every Tuesday for that one, right?
Yep.
And I know because we have kids that play sports. And, and so, oh my God, we'd live there during the summer. So, but then that's actually how I found you. I found your card. And but I was surprised because it was like, okay, one day there was a couple tents, and the next day there was like 10, and now there's probably like 20 or 30 vendors out there, which I think is really cool.
It's gaining speed. It's a great, I think I totally support the whole farmers market thing. I can't be speaking about that enough about farm to table. I think it's so important. It's kind of a lost art. You know, you've kind of forgotten how to eat. So
we need Chris to make a commercial about it.
I'm on board. Just let me know.
All right, cool. We'll team up. You know, you can make the commercial. I'll make the food.
Sounds good.
So, okay, Heather, one more time. Let's give him a phone number and a website, and then I'm going to move on to Jim while you cut into one of those monstrous cinnamon rolls.
All right. You can find me at 702-569-0868. Oh, and my my Facebook is chef.heather74. Twitter is bakingcupcake74. Email is creativecuisinellc@gmail.com. And website is creativecuisine.weebly.com.
It's a lot, isn't it?
I know. It's a mouthful, but it's totally worth it.
So, and again, we'll have all these links on our side as well. So thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Know you're going to hang out because you're about to I can't wait. So
I got my knife.
Okay. Uh-huh. So then that brings us to Jim.
Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. You are a huge part of my life, and I have to – I didn't say this earlier when we were talking because I wanted to save it for the air, but I honestly have been shopping at Blue Angel Music since you were on Navy Boulevard in that little white building.
The little small
The little one small one-room building where it was the one place I could take my guitars or bass to get fixed. It was the one place that I knew – I could find some kind of used pedal or something for cheap and still rock out. And, you know, this is, I was 14, 15, 16, so it's not like I had, you know, tons of rock star money or anything.
Right.
So, you know, I was a kid, I was playing in a couple different bands and something would break on a Friday and you had a show Friday night. I knew I could end up there, get something I needed and get out. And then, and so now here you are across the table from me. So,
well, I'm glad to hear that, Keith, that you've been a loyal customer all these years. And
I
think the things you appreciated then are still alive at Blues Angel Music. That's one of the challenges, I think, of being a growing business is keeping the personal touch and the one-to-one contact with the customer and make sure they get great service. And we work real hard to do that. But thank you for your patronage.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know, and that was part of our discussion this morning was, you know, you were saying that you guys, it's not just selling guitars and strings. I mean, you know, I asked you how you stayed alive for all these years, and you guys are doing so much more now.
Yeah, it's a challenge. We're, you know, we started out pretty much as just a one-man guitar shop. I spent 29 years in the Navy flying airplanes and then tried to figure out what I wanted to do now that I'd grown up. And
But had you really grown up, Jim?
No, I've actually gone backwards, I think, being in the music business, which is a good thing. I think childhood at 65 is really a good thing.
Oh, my God. Look at the size
Heather's
of this thing.
Heather's cutting the...
Okay, so cake. We're going to keep talking until they get to eat.
You guys
so.
Go ahead and eat, and I'll take over the show.
Oh, man,
here.
I can't wait.
But anyway, we went from that one-man story. And I had a plan. It was do you remember Sugar, my little dog, the little white dog?
Yeah,
little
that always hung out in the shop.
Sugar came to work with me every day. And Sugar and I had a plan. We were going to work until I was 55, and then we were going to retire. I was going to buy an RV, and we were going to take off and see the continent.
Yep.
I mean, literally.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, it didn't work out. I'm still here, as you can see. I'm
what
still
a lazy
shopping
dog,
for the
huh?
RV. Sugar is long gone, but we've got some replacements over at the store now for Sugar. But, yeah, as we continued to grow, and then ultimately I met a lady who I married who's now in the business with me, Nan. Most of our customers know Nan. And she got involved in the business, and it continued to grow even more. So now we can't
get
out.
She's at every chamber event she can be at.
She's a chamber. She loves the chamber.
She is your cheerleader for sure.
Yeah. And now we're stuck. We can't get out. We can't escape. So we're in it for life now, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's really a good thing. People ask me, when are you going to retire? And I tell them.
This, I thought I had.
This sounds a little morbid, but, you know, I really hope that I drop dead here in the store.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, you know, it would give it some personality.
I come to work every day, and I still love coming to work. And as you get older, you guys will see this in the future. You start getting these aches and pains and little physical ailments. And I found the closer I get to work, the better I feel. And those things tend to go away. By the time I walk.
Not everybody has that experience,
Jim. Oh, man, you're not kidding. I'm a blessed man to be able to say that. But, yeah, the store has been blessed with growth over the years. A big part of that because of my wife. I think we've got now, including our teachers, 21 employees.
Wow.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Jobs are good. And local businesses in our community, I was happy to see that the shop local movement is still alive and well.
Yep.
This Saturday we had several people come in and said, we came over today because we want to shop local.
Yeah.
And I would say
this is a huge support this year.
Oh, my gosh.
I think bigger than last year, actually.
And I businesses like Heather's and Chris's, and you keep that work local. And what do we do with your money? We don't go out and spend it on crazy stuff. We reinvest it in the business. And for us, that means more employees. Right now, I need three more employees right now.
That's cool.
If I could draw a little more business in, I could afford to hire those three employees. And that's the first thing I'd do. The other thing we need to do is expand in our building. So if I can generate a little more income, I can grow that building and do the add-on that we need for a performance.
Okay, but I was going to say, let's talk about why you need to grow that building.
Yeah. Well, we need to grow the building because the scope of what we're doing has grown.
Yeah.
And as we've already alluded to, when you were the 14-year-old coming to the store and I was young and had hair.
I hear you, man.
I had a little hair.
Yeah.
Not a lot of hair.
But it was like 20 guitars. It was a bunch of used gear in a case.
It was my personal collection of guitars and amplifiers. And I had a credit card with a $15,000 limit on it, and I bought all my accessories with that.
Yep.
And that's what I used to start the business.
Yeah. And here you are.
Yeah, and here we are. Now we've gone from that guitar shop, and now we are still a very, very good guitar shop with a huge selection of guitars, but we're also doing band and orchestra.
Yeah.
We're doing extensive repairs on all instruments of all types, electronic amplifiers, PA systems, you name it. So band and orchestra has become very important to us. And also pro audio installation.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of pro audio installs, primarily in churches and nightclubs, restaurants. And we're really going after the small to medium-sized jobs.
Yeah.
There are other companies that are geared and manned to do these enormous jobs like stadiums.
Sure.
We want to work with the local small organizations to help them create a very, very affordable pro audio system.
Yeah. And you need a local person to do that. And that's not something you can dial up the internet and order.
No, you really need someone to come in, look at your system, touch your system, operate your system.
Listening to how it sounds.
Give you some recommendations. Either fix it on the spot, which we can do, or or come back later and take care of it for you.
Yeah.
So this thing has grown. Our lessons now, we're giving lessons in essentially all instruments. We're pretty much selling everything musical except for acoustic pianos. And our good friend Bill Dollarhide downtown in Palafox does a wonderful job. So go see Bill if you need an acoustic piano this Christmas.
How are the fish and the drum set doing?
Well, that's an interesting story. My wife is a visionary. She really is. And what she brought to the business was, I think, drive and vision. And, again, I'm just a simple guy.
Who was supposed to retire 20 years ago.
Supposed to retire, get in my RV with my dog, and go to a campground somewhere, you know. When I was a kid, I always wanted to be a trash man. I wanted to pick up trash on the side of the road. And that's really where I am in terms of business ability. However, my wife...
I think you've graduated a little bit higher than that one. But
my wife,
ahead.
However, is a visionary. Now, you talk about the fish.
Yeah.
Those of you that have been to the store know we have an 8-drum aquarium fish tank.
Mm-hmm.
It's a drum set. It's a Yamaha 8 drum set with cymbals and drums
that could really be played,
and it's a fish tank. Every drum is its independent fish tank, and this was built 2 years ago by Brett and Wade, the guys who are on Tanked, the Tanked TV show. Now how did we get Brett and Wade to come over? I didn't do anything to get him to come over. My wife behind my back went and started contacting them and saying, hey, I love your show, don't you guys need a music store to build some kind of fish tank? And so she started working with them and negotiating with them, and ultimately worked out a deal to have them come in and do this drum set and fish tank in the store.
That's so cool, too.
So they came over September 2 years ago and built this thing in 2 days. We had the store packed with people. Those guys are bigger celebrities than rock stars.
Yeah.
They really are.
I know. Some of the stuff they do is really cool.
When they came into town, I think it was Thursday night, they got in late and they wanted to know where to go to dinner.
Yeah.
So we said, well, go down to McGuire's. We gave them directions to McGuire's. We couldn't go. We had something going on. And so they went down to McGuire's. When they came in the next morning, I asked them how dinner was. And they said they hardly had a chance to eat it. They were mobbed
from
McGuire.
I believe it.
And, you know, two guys who make fish tanks. It's amazing, the power of television. But the fish tank's a wonderful thing. Come on by. The kids love it. We've got the clownfish. What was that? Nemo. All the Nemo fish are in there.
Yep.
The kids immediately recognize them. Nemo and Dory. I don't know their names. But
I think it's Nemo and Dory.
they're all there. The pets are kind of a big thing in the store. My wife and I are both animal lovers, and as we mentioned, Sugar, who lived to be 19, by the way, came to work every day with me in the old store. And when Sugar expired, I wound up getting a cat, a stray cat that showed up in the back of the old store.
Mm-hmm.
And so he moved in with us. And then we acquired a cast-off blue and gold macaw named Jojo.
Yeah.
Jojo's
that one, he's there all day long,
isn't he? He's there all day. We got him when he was 3. That was 16 years ago. He's 19 now.
Yeah, he hangs out behind the counter.
He hangs out. And if you come in and you can make Jojo say hello, you get 10% off anything in the store.
All right.
And
that is a full physical challenge to you, by the way. It is not as easy as it sounds.
I'll give you a hint. If you try to make him say hello, he won't say hello.
Exactly.
If you go up and just sort of talk to him, eyeball him a little bit, bob your head back and forth, he might say hello.
Yeah.
We had one 2 days ago. Someone got a hello.
You got to kind of play hard to get with him, huh?
Yeah, you got to play hard to get.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very cool. So, well, let's talk about some of the other stuff. You guys did concert stuff over the summer. Is that coming back?
Yeah. Yeah, we starting 2 years ago, we became the primary sponsor for a concert series, a summer concert series held out at the Pensacola Maritime Park at the pavilion out there, the amphitheater. And it's called the Blues on the Bay.
Yeah.
The first year, it was that. It was strictly blues format. I think we had 8 dates, and we had blues acts come in locally and regionally and perform. And we sponsored that along with the city of Pensacola. Last year, we decided to expand the types of music to really anything. And so we had a large variety of bands come in. We had
and really good turnouts, too, yeah?
Good turnouts, yeah. We're getting over 2,000 people per show this year. And it's such an amazing venue. And I'm not sure, it amazes me how many people have never been out to the Maritime Park. Have never
to
been
that backside, at least.
Amphitheater.
Yeah.
It's the best concert venue in Pensacola.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful grassy hillside. It's beautifully landscaped. The stage is enormous. The acoustics are fantastic.
Yeah.
You can go there and listen to music. It's loud enough that you can enjoy it, but it's not so loud
that you
can't
have a conversation.
Yeah. It's very family-oriented. Most people bring children out. They bring out their dogs, although dogs are not allowed. Dogs do show up occasionally. So if you sneak a dog in, make sure he's a friendly dog and not a mean dog.
Yeah.
But wonderful, wonderful venue that's grown enormously, and we're planning to do it again this year. We're looking at the dates. I think we've got 7 or 8 dates this year. The thing about that is it's every Sunday once it starts, and I think it starts in April, it's every Sunday that the Blue Wahoos are not playing
a
game.
Right.
So generally it works out to be about every other weekend.
Yeah.
But a great concert series. We had Elton John last year. We had the Beatles. We had some fantastic, a couple of great bands from Mobile, some R&B bands.
Very cool to create an event for the community that.
It's a great event. If you don't like sand and the beach, and you like to hang out downtown.
I cannot fathom that, but I know that there are people out there that do not.
But the old people
that
like
live
me,
here.
We don't like to rub oil on our bodies and get in sand.
Yeah.
It's just that,
Well, it happens.
But yeah, it's a great venue. You can lay back in the grass, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah. So, okay, so we still have the holidays coming up, right? So
yeah, it's our time of the year. The store right now is stocked with every instrument imaginable.
Yeah.
We've got, we had a Black Friday, had a big, big turnout. The whole weekend turned out very, very well. And our Black Friday deals are available through the whole holiday season.
Yeah.
One thing we're emphasizing this year, instead of just, okay, I'm going to sell this violin or this guitar or this trumpet for the cheapest price possible, we're offering that, but we're also offering the opportunity to bundle with that instrument 3 months of music lessons.
Sure. So what good's an instrument if you don't know how to play it?
And you wind up, it's very, very close to getting the instrument for free.
Right.
You pay the normal price for instrument for lessons, which is $80 a month. And you pay that for 3 months, and you walk out with the instrument. That really gives your child or gives you the potential to attach to that instrument and to continue playing the instrument. If you buy somebody an instrument because they say they want an instrument, you give it to them, you walk away, it's probably certainly less than 25% chance they're going to continue on and learn to play that instrument.
Yeah.
If you put them into lessons, structured formal lessons, and particularly 3 months, now they've got to practice every day. They've got to see that teacher next week.
Yep.
They've got to perform. They've got to learn. And it's going to stick. There's a very, very good chance it's going to stick.
Yeah.
So it's really not a moneymaker for us. But it really provides the potential to create more music makers.
Sure.
And let's face it.
Which the world needs.
Yeah.
We all need more music.
Man, every day I'm on Facebook a lot with the business, and I look at the world, and we all know what's going on. It's crazy. And
yep.
I say to myself all the time, would it be a different world if we all played musical instruments?
Yeah.
Think about it. If we all played musical instruments and we could play with each other.
Yep.
It would be a different world. Take the politics out of it.
Or if we could all just talk in song lyrics.
Take religion out of it. Take politics out of it. Let's sit down and connect and make music together.
Yeah.
And I'm still making music with a band, and it's the highlight of my week to go rehearse with our band.
Yeah, I am too, and we have rehearsal at some point this week
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it is this huge escape for me, whether it has been through playing it or listening to it or watching it or being part of it, and you're right, it has created more probably bonds and friendships in my life than ever would have happened had I not picked up an instrument and started playing.
Yeah. And there, you know, we've all seen in the newspaper and on Facebook and on TV the benefits of making music.
Yeah.
And even listening to music, there are benefits. You can look at brain waves and look at brain activity and what it does to create connections and synapses and all that stuff. But when you play an instrument, it's like tenfold what you get from listening to instruments. And so, yeah, it's a great benefit for health, for intellect, socialization. What was Chris's, the name of your?
Calope.
No, the name of the movie. You had a working title for it, Alone with Everyone.
Alone
with Everyone.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of Facebook to me.
Yeah.
You know, we're all connected through this little electronic box.
Yeah.
But
don't give away a screenplay now.
You're actually pretty close.
Yeah. We're with everybody, but we're alone.
Yeah.
And so the cool thing about music making and sharing, you're together with people. You know,
the
guys in my band are my brothers, you know. Yep. We hug, we say I love
you. That's right.
And we do, and we mean it. And we have a good. We had a show Sunday night. We played at Seville for a 64th birthday party. We got out. We hugged.
Somebody's phone's talking.
See, we're alone with everyone. Somebody else has joined the program.
Siri wants in.
So, yeah, the benefits of music making are profound, and providing lessons along with the instrument only is going to facilitate that even more.
Okay, so where do we send people to get some information? I mean, let's tell them where the store is.
Yeah, the store is a great big building. It's over on Pace Boulevard, just south of Cervantes. We're kind of bordered by Cervantes on the north and Jackson Street on the south, right on Pace. It's the old Harris Music Building. You guys remember Ron Harris? It's a big yellow and blue building.
I was going to say, you can't miss it. It's yellow and blue.
Takes up the whole block. You can't miss it. Come on by. We've always got fresh coffee on. Today we're going to have fresh coffee and cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, you've got
courtesy of Heather. If Chris doesn't eat them all, he's over there.
You know, I'll tell you, let's just let everybody, because I took a picture of mine before we tweeted out, but you brought four, and we've only demolished one, and I got a feeling I'm still going to have some left over just from this one. So Jim will have plenty of cinnamon rolls for you now.
Great. So, yeah, we're over there on Pace Boulevard, and you can find our website at bluesangelmusic.com. You can email me. Ooh, thank you, Heather.
You're welcome.
At jim@bluesangelmusic.com. And I'm available and accessible, and love to see everybody come on down, see the fish tank, see the macaw, see the instruments, make some music, pick them up and play them. We're a hands-on store. We can service them. We can buy them. We can sell them. We can trade them.
There you go.
We do pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And we enjoy that. It's a good thing.
Well, very cool. Well, Jim, I want to thank you for coming in our studio today and I have to say, it's just, to me, it's just been really cool just to come full circle from, I mean, it literally was 14, so that's almost 20 years ago, you know, if not, well, actually a little bit over, but
well,
anyway,
thank you.
So
thank you, Keith.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Heather and Chris, thank you both for being part of Pensacola Business Radio today. For those that want to find us, we are at Pcola Radio X for Twitter. We are we are at Facebook at Pensacola Business Radio, or you can find us at our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, I want to thank all three of our guests for coming in today.
Thank
and
you.
This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.